good night, boys and girls.
Hey!
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Frank for having us on.
Yeah, he's great, isn't he? He's the greatest.
Good hello, this is the Weatherman, and I've been told you're listening to The Hour of Crap with Don O on Sheena's Jungle Room, and I'll deny that with every inch and breath of my dumb existence.
Sex, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Misty. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new people, to boldly go where no woman has gone before.
My name is Iaj, and I come from the planet Croywen, located in the star system Suna. And I've come to your planet to partake in matters of a sexual nature with the females of your species.
What is it that makes an alien travel millions of miles just to sleep with our Earth women?
Theoretically, it's possibly due to a hormone imbalance brought on by the lack of coitus with a similar species. He's probably just real horny.
Rusty Ginger Space Show. I'm floating around in no, without any gravity with my engineer Dick Knox. Yeah, and my dog Fluffy. As you may know, dogs were in space before humans. Ain't that right, Fluffy, Laika, Belka, and Strelka? Are your friends? I've met a sexy stripper in space named Belka, and another called Strelka. Today it's all going to be about space fever because people get lonely in space and they want to get it on, whatever species you are. Ain't that right, Dick? Are you ready from some space fever?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, let's tune to Cosmic Gal.
Fantasy that I'd be the first one on the planet to meet an alien from outer space, and instead of freaking out, I'd kind of go, hey, do you want something to eat?
We'll be right back.
Fluffy is very excited today. He really want to get in touch with some sixth dress, how can I pronounce this? Sextraterrestrial. Well, sextraterrestrial. He's trying to get in touch for you, Fab. That's why he's writing so many naughty things in the chat. Have you heard about the Canadian arm, Dick? One of Canada's pride and joy. It's very useful for spaceships if they want to touch things in space, grab and repair. But I've heard something got wrong with the arm. And all it wants to do is get into holes. So for you, Canadian arm, entering some holes, I won't say the kind of sexual practice that it is. It starts with a fist and it ends with a ning. In your honor, Canadian arm, Ganymede.
Fading down.
intercepted a message in space by Feldy, who pointed something very interesting about superstar E.T. So do you think E.T. was getting it on? He did have a very special finger. I wonder, do you think he's been using it a lot? I'm saying he, but I'm gonna say it. E.T. Finger home. I think E.T.'s getting on, finally. Spaceman like E.T. by Aisha.
Thank you.
no pussy on his planet. There's no pussy on his planet. There's no pussy on his planet.
Wanna fuck?
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 There's no pussy on his planet.
Wanna fuck? Wanna fuck? Wanna fuck? Wanna fuck?
There's no pussy on his planet.
Wanna fuck?
Media Man.
Meteor Man. D.D. Jackson. She is famous for her hit song, Automatic Lover. I love automatic lovers, and I've heard E.T. has glowing reviews as an automatic lover. He just won't stop. He lasts forever. Everybody, I can get E.T.'s number for you if you want. You can also contact E.T. by fax. Yes, there is still fax in space. Yes, you have something to say, Dick.
If you're looking for E.T. in your life, just hold your finger up in the air, and E.T. will come.
Oh, yes.
Literally.
E.T. will come for you.
All over your finger. All over your finger.
Did somebody say my name?
We sure did, E.T. You're extra.
Hey, Dick, it's so hard to talk in space with all the gravity issues. Have you heard about space flicks?
I have.
They ship DVDs through space, and I've got a trailer for a phenomenal movie called Space Thing.
How about you play it for everybody right now, Misty Ginger?
Yes.
It is your space show.
Let's play it.
You are now witnessing an adult preview of things to come. The year is 2069. You are aboard the Turanian spaceship Supreme Erection en route to Planetaria. So sit back, fasten your seatbelt, loosen all tight clothing, and behold life and love and lust and passion as our great-grandchildren will. It's the first adult color science fiction film. It's Buck Rogers for the mature. It's Space Thing. We are privileged to enter the craft's cockpit, where Captain Mother runs a tight ship. Although a woman, she performs as ably as any man in the space fleet and maintains order, commands respect, and, when needed, meets out discipline to her errant crew members with firm hand. She is rated by her superiors as highly versatile. Life is different in 2069. Even simple everyday activities such as eating seem strange. Food, that is. Of course, some things are still done best in the old-fashioned way. This is Granilla, an alien creature who has transformed himself into a Turanian. His mission, to prevent the SS Supreme Erection from reaching Planetaria. To allay suspicion that he is not Turanian, he must constantly emulate the acts of the Earthmen. He performs well. The others never suspect that he is not of this world. Especially the girls.
I order you to make love to me.
This is Connie, the sassy one. She gives everyone a piece of sass. This is Portia, the brassy one. She gives everyone brass. This is Astrid, the classy one. She shows her class. The craft is forced into a landing on an uncharted body by the cunning Granilla.
Hey,
Will Grinnella succeed in his diabolical scheme? Will the SS Supreme Erection reach Planetaria? Will it get back? Will the crew get paid? Will the crew get leave? Will Captain Mother switch or fight?
Maybe that'll teach you that men are off limits.
You will learn the answers only when you see Space Thing. Space Thing. You make my heart sing. Space Thing. Filmed in a galaxy of colors.
What is it that makes an alien travel millions of miles just to sleep with our Earth women.
Theoretically, it's possibly due to a hormone imbalance brought on by the lack of coitus with a similar species. He's probably just real horny.
That I'd be the first one on the planet to meet an alien from outer space. And instead of freaking out, I'd kind of go, hey, do you want something to eat?
Wanna fuck? Wanna fuck?
There's no pussy on his planet.
Wanna fuck?
You're so creamy and steamy. What can you tell me about your penis? What can you tell me about your penis?
Wanna fuck?
Banging, screwing, hosing, comfy. Ejaculation. Banging, screwing, hosing, comfy. Ejaculation. Popping your cookies, shooting your wad, blowing your load. Popping your cookies, shooting your wad, blowing your load. Popping your cookies, shooting your wad, blowing your load. Popping your cookies, shooting your wad, blowing your load.
Wonderful trailer, space thing. Is that what they call a film d'auteur? I think so. And Le Pamplemousse with Planet of Love. A great cover of two of my favorite things. Butts and roller skates. And finally, Patrick Gleason with his take on the classic Star Wars Cantina music. It's time me to sign off and start writing in my captain's log right now. We have one last track until we slowly come back on our little shuttle here. Because our van magically transformed in a spaceship this week. And you can fly and float to Rich's Crate Digger's Lounge show after hours. And I'm gonna leave you with some slick and space bass. See you next week, or hear you next week.
Radio with the guts. It was on the second floor on Coronado Street. I used to get drunk and throw the radio through the window while it was playing. And of course, it would break the glass in the window, and the radio would sit out there on the roof, still playing. And I'd tell my woman, "Ah, what a marvelous radio." The next morning, I'd take the window off the hinges and carry it down the street to the glass man, who had put in another pane. I kept throwing that radio through the window each time I got drunk, and it would sit out there on the roof, still playing, a magic radio, a radio with guts. And each morning I'd take the window back to the glass man. A magic radio, a radio with guts.
I don't remember how it ended exactly.
And each morning I'd take the window back to the glass man.
Moved out.
A magic radio, a radio with guts.
I don't remember the woman downstairs.
And each morning I'd take the window back to the glass man.
Her husband complained.
Music played.
You take the ability to talk for granted, don't you? And why shouldn't you? You talk every day of your life and you don't think much about it. But did you realize that millions of people suffer from voice problems? These millions can't take talking for granted. For them, to talk is a struggle.
Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Mine? Do you have a voice like...
As it is done.
Do you have a voice like...
It's done.
Do you have a voice like... Mine? Do you have a voice like... Do you want a voice like mine? Do you want a voice like... Mine? Do you want a voice like...
It's done.
Do you want... Do you want a voice like... With a voice like mine? What would you want a voice like? Do you want a voice? Do you want a voice like... What would you do with a voice like... What would you do? How would you survive? Would you seize... Would you hide...
Is none.
Would you seize power? Would you dissect it? Ingest it? Roll it around on your tongue? And then what? And then what? And then what? Would it give you pleasure? Would it get you in? Would it take you away? Gently? With a light touch? Take it out. Take it away. Take it. How can you take it out? Take it away. Take it gently. With a light. Roll it around on your pleasure. And then what? 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 And then what?
For years, little or nothing could be done for many of these people. Doctors often resorted to surgery, whose results were difficult to predict. Today, however, there's been a new medical breakthrough in diagnosing and testing voice problems. With the ability to view vocal cords in action through the use of fiber optics, it is now possible for doctors to correct voice problems without surgery in 9 out of 10 cases.
This recording contains samples of various speech digitization techniques. The first is 64 kilobit per second compounded PCM. The sampling rate is 8,000 samples per second. Amplitude is quantized with 8 bits per sample using ALAW companion.
Alibaba knew how men buy lime. She caught Sue's fuchsia scarf.
Joe.
The second sample is differential PCM.
Well, it's so great.
Why do I want to get out? Per second,
I don't know. I don't understand it even a little. Is it something I've done?
Amplitude is quantized linearly with 4 bits per sample.
9 rows of soldiers stood in line. The beach is dry and shallow at low tide.
The third sample is differential PCM at 25.6 kilobits per second using a one-tap predictor. The sampling rate is 6,400 samples per second. Amplitude is quantized linearly with 4